Shalom, today's daf yomi is Yevamos daf kuf vav, Yevamos 106. Today's daf yomi, we start with the Mishnah on the top of 106b, and our Mishnah discusses the details of the chalitza ceremony, where the woman removes the shoe and spits on the floor in front of her deceased husband's brother. So the Mishnah says, mitzvah chalitza, this mitzvah of doing chalitza, the Gemara will explain that the Mishnah calls this chalitza mitzvah and doesn't say this is the order of chalitza, because the way that the Mishnah describes chalitza, that's only lechatchila, that's really just ideally, but really actually b'di'evit, if you just did it outside of this order, it's still going to be okay. So the Mishnah, the mitzvah of chalitza, bahu v'yavam toa based in v'hein mesiyin o etzaho genislo. So the yavam and the yavama, the man and the woman, they come to the court, and the court gives the man good advice, meaning to say that if the Rashi explains that if the yavam is an older person and the woman is younger, or the reverse, if the woman is older and the man is younger, as we said in 101b earlier, then we give him advice and we say to him, do chalitza, so you don't get too much of tension in the household, meaning to say, go klach itzal kamoscha. We say, go with somebody your own age, and don't try to be with somebody who's not your own age, because it's not going to work out. As it states that the elders of the town say in Deuteronomy chapter 25 verse 8, v'karolo zikne iro v'dibru elav, that the elders of the city, the zikne iro, that means to say that the yavama goes to the city of the man, because it says his city, and they speak to him. And from the fact that it says the word elav, the extra word, we say that the court should speak to the yavam, that we're going to say what's in your best interest. And what's in your best interest in this circumstance is to do chalitza. And when they hear this advice, and they agree to do the chalitza, Vihi omeris, and then after he agrees to the chalitza, she says before the court the verse that's stated in the parsha, Me'en yivami Hakim lachiv shem b'Yisrael, my yavam is refusing to uphold the name of his brother in Israel. Lo ava yami, he does not desire to be my yavam. And so here, even though if the yavam would really want to do it, and he can't do it because she's prohibited to him either by a prohibition or a positive commandment, and therefore he's obligated to do chalitza, nevertheless she reads this verse, meaning to say, even though he doesn't want to do the yavam, or he maybe even want to do the yavam, but we don't let him, we still go through the process of doing this verse. And the yavam and answers, he says the verse in the Torah, I do not desire to marry her. And they say this phrase all in Hebrew. So this is one of those passages that you have to read in Hebrew. So after the Yavam reads it, and the Yavama, after they read these verses, it says in the verse that what happens, the Mishnah writes the language of the verse here, that the Yavama goes closer to him in the eyes of all the elders, and she removes his shoe from his foot. She removes his shoe from his foot. And afterwards, and she spits in front of him on the floor, in front of him. And when she spits, it has to be ro kanira l'dayanim. It has to be a spit that is visible to the judges. So she has to give a really big spit so that all the judges can see this. That's what the Beis Yosef writes in Evan Ezer, Simen Kuf Samach Tet. And the Gemara explains, from where do we see that the judges have to actually see this spit? V'anta, and then the Yavama answers V'amar, and she says, Kacha yasela ish, this is what you should do to the man, asher lo yivnes beisachiv, this is what you do to the man who refuses to build the house of his brother. And this also needs to be done in Hebrew, because the meaning to say it needs to be done in Hebrew and following the language of the Torah. And ad kan hayu makrin, and all this up until now was the court would cause this to be read in front of the Yavama so that she can answer and say after them. And they don't read the entire passage. However, ukeshehikra Rabbi Hyrcanus tachas ha Ela b'kfar etam. But when Rabbi Hyrcanus read these verses with the Yavama under the tree in Kfar Etam, that's where he was sitting with his student and arranging a chalitza ceremony. The Gemara is called a parsha, and he finished the entire parsha until the verse, V'nikra Shemo b'Yisrael beis chalitza na'al, until it comes to the verse, and now his house is called in Israel the house of the shoe that was removed. And from that moment on, Huksaku Lios Gomrin Kol Parsha. From that point on, all the courts decided to read the whole passage. And the Yavama read after them the entire passage. V'nikra Shemo Beit and his house will be called in Israel the house of the removed shoe. Mitzvah b'dayanan. It's a mitzvah for the judges to say the removal of the shoe. V'lo mitzvah b'talmidim. And it's not a mitzvah for the students are there to say it. It's only a mitzvah for the judges. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, mitzvah ko omnim sham lo mar chalutz anal. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a mitzvah for everybody who's there to say this idea of this is the house of the removed shoe.